Gerald and Yvette Ministries, GeraldandYvette.com, or time for Help Meet Tips and Sips. Tips and Sips. So we are able to talk about becoming a help meet that is suitable. And I'm Yvette Benton, and I'm a help meet suitable. I'm sipping strawberry sparkling today. I know that sounds amazing. What does God say today? Well, I asked God and he showed me speak to the mountain. So I was like, oh, that's right up my alley. That is right up my alley. And so I looked on the book, Help for the Help Me. You know what? We have to remind ourselves, we're more than a wife. We're a helpmeet that's suitable. Don't forget that. So as we, push ourselves to deal with and become more suitable, Help for the Helpmeet. And what jumped out at me was soldiers use strategies. Soldiers, because a helpmeet suitable is a soldier in the army. A helpmeet suitable has to have strategy. You got to be able to strategize against the enemy. Because trust me when I tell you, the enemy is trying to strategize against you, so you have to become a strategist, a superior strategist at that, to outwit the enemy because you have authority. But we have to be able to speak to the mountain because the mountains are put in the way to distract us. Mountains are put in the way to get us depressed. Mountains are put in the way to make us think we cannot win. However, a helpmeet that is suitable, she's a soldier. And when she's a soldier, she knows, oh, I can speak to the mountain. Uh-oh. That's a sip right there. Wait a minute. We stop and say, oh, is that a mountain? I have the authority to speak to that mountain. Why am I upset about the mountain? Because I'm a strategist. Why is the mountain making me cry? I'm a strategist. Why am I depressed about this mountain? I'm a strategist. God didn't say worry about the mountain. He did not say get upset about the mountain. He didn't say cry about the mountain. He did not say complain about the mountain. What he said was speak to the mountain. If you've been following me, we've been doing our victory statements. We've been saying who we are. We've been decreeing and we've been declaring. We need to make sure that while we're decreeing and declaring, we're speaking to that mountain. We don't have to get upset. We strategize. Somebody sip. We don't get upset. We strategize because we're suitable. When the enemy tries to come after my husband, my king, my family, my destiny, my purpose, my marriage, my money, any of those mountains of debt, confusion, I strategize. Part of the strategy is knowing that the word of God says, I have the authority to speak to the mountain. So it says soldiers use strategy. It says, there is incredible strength in speaking the word of God. Incredible strength. We sometimes stop and we whine and complain and fuss and fight and we forget. Wait a minute. There's strength in speaking the word. When we've been decreeing, I am victorious, there's strength in speaking the word. There's strength in speaking to the mountain. The Bible says in Mark 11:23, speak to the mountain, and that mountain has to be removed. That's time to step. All you got to do is speak to it. What are we doing, help meets? Half the time, we're doing something other than what God said. You don't even have to yell. You don't have to scream. You don't have to get all frustrated. You just have to strategize. And your strategy needs to be using the word. When the word of God says speak to the mountain of fear, speak to the mountain of doubt, speak to the mountain of poverty, get up out of here. I'm victorious. I've got a mouth. I'm going to open my mouth wide and ask God to fill it. When God fills my mouth, he's going to say, Yvette, help me speak to the mountain. Is that mountain in your way? Speak to it and watch it move. Is that mountain of adultery in your way? Speak to it. It's got to move. The mountain of lust and perversion in the way of your marriage? Speak to that mountain. It's got to move. Addiction. Speak to that mountain. Confusion. Arguments. Lack. What is it? Speak to the mountain. You know what we've been speaking? I am victorious. I am an overcomer. That's part of my speaking to the mountain. Because there's a mountain of low self-esteem trying to hit the help meets. You know how we speak to the mountain? We declare our victory statement. My Lord, this is good. Because a helpmate that is suitable is a strategist. We got to think. We got to strategize. What do you think the enemy is trying to do to you to keep you from hindering his kingdom? He's trying to keep your mouth closed. He's trying to keep you confused. He's trying to keep you angry because he already knows if that helpmeet figures out all she has to do is speak, hey, the devil in hell knows he's in trouble. Terrorize the demon with your mouth. Terrorize hell with your victory statements. Cause confusion for demonic assignments, speaking scripture. Shut down everything and remove that mountain by speaking to it and telling it, I am victorious. I am a strategist. I am a winner. I am a helpmeet suitable. All the helpmeet has to do is speak. So speak, helpmeet. Ooh. It makes you think, my God, what have I been doing? Crying, whining, and complaining. God said all I had to do was speak because I am a strategist. I'm strategizing. Me and Holy Spirit, we're looking at some things and like, oh, devil, are you, was that you? You know better. I'm a helpmeet suitable. You've heard of me. Curse the devil. Stomp the enemy. That devil should know your name. I am victorious. I am an overcomer. I am God's daughter. You know it. Mark 11 and 23. If nothing else today, if you don't remember anything else, help me speak to the mountain. That mountain has to move. Because that demon has to go. Your mouth is dangerous when you know how to use it. Oh, help me. Your mouth is dangerous when you know how to use it. Why do you think the devil wants you fussing, fighting, causing problems with your husband? Because the devil knows you're dangerous. The devil knows you're dangerous, so he's trying to cause you to cause problems with your king. Where do we cause problems? For the demon, for the devil. Watch it. Strategize. Be careful. Speak to the mountain. It's got to go. I mean, that's it. Do you have your Help for the Helpmeet book? It's available on our website, GeraldandYvette.com. And while you're at it, you need your journal because in your journal, you're going to write. You're going to write this tip. Speak to the mountain. You're going to remind yourself and go, I got to reflect. Did I whine about the mountain? Did I complain about the mountain? Or did I speak to that mountain? I got to decree and declare, mountain, you got to go. Mountain of confusion, you got to go. Mountain of divorce, you got to go. Mountain of addiction, you got to go. I'm speaking to you because I'm victorious. I know how to use my words. I know how to use my mouth. The Bible tells me my mouth is strong. The Bible tells me I can decree and declare. And the Bible tells me I can speak to a mountain. Get that. Get that. A mountain. Seems big, but all you got to do is speak to it. Ooh, I love it. Okay. Speak to the mountain. So what mountain are you speaking to, help me? What mountain are you telling it to move? Mountain of depression? Move. Mountain of poverty? Move. Mountain of confusion, anger, strife, bitterness? Move. Now, in the name of Jesus. All right. Well, I love spending time with you. It's Help Me Tips and Sips time, one of the greatest parts of the week. I enjoy spending time with you, giving you a tip, and making sure we remind ourselves we are helpmeets that are suitable. And all we have to do is speak to the mountain. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm getting ready to spend some time in prayer with the Help Me Army in just a few minutes. Do you need information about the Help Me Army? Go to our website. If you need a mentor, if you need a mentoring program, see, it's kind of hard to call the Help Me Army a mentoring program. Can I just say that? It's kind of hard to call it a mentoring program because really what it is a movement. Really what it is, we terrorize the devil. That's what we do together. We come together, we learn spiritual warfare, all we need to know to get our authority together to cause some problems for the kingdom of darkness. That's what we do. So go to jaredandyvette.com. Go to the website, get the information you need. There's webinars on the website, books, resources on the website. Get what you need. I'm telling you, it's boots to the ground we gotta come up with another word. The Help Meet Army. I can't call it a mentoring program. I can't. I just have to call it an army because that's what it is. Look up the army if you're ready, because everybody's not ready for the army. But if you're ready and you know it's time for you to learn how to stomp out the devil, look us up. Shaking some things because it's time for us to pray. Well, I appreciate you. I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries, and we come to slay, not play. Help me suitable. Speak to the mountain. Good night.
I'm Yvette Benton, your podcast host. We are submitted and strong. Don't let anyone tell you can't be both.